Meseches Kelim, Perek Yud, Mishnah Gimel. Megufas hechavis, the stopper of a barrel, hamechulcheles, that is loose, ve'ena nishmetes, but doesn't fall off. So it's not sealed in place, and maybe it moves around a little bit, but if you turn the barrel on its side, the stopper's not going to fall out. Rabbi Yehuda, Eimer Matzelis, Rabbi Yehuda says it protects, it's considered sealed. Vachachamim Eimer Me'ena Matzelis, and the Chachamim say it does not protect, it's not going to be considered sealed. Haya base et spashala, if it's finger hold. So this is an indentation that goes from the top of the stopper down. So the stopper has an indentation from that goes from the top downwards into the stopper. So if that indentation shaykeya besaycha is sunk into it, meaning the indentation goes so far down into the stopper that the bottom of the indentation is inside the airspace of the barrel. It's so low that it's all the way inside the barrel, we say hasheretz b'seicha, if there's a sheretz inside this indentation, hechavias tmeya, the barrel is going to be tameh, because you have the stopper is not considered a keli that is sufficient to shield anything, and you have a sheretz inside the airspace of the barrel. Hasheretz b'chavias, and if the sheretz is inside the barrel, achalon shebeseicha, any food that is inside this indentation in the stopper, tmeim are tameh. Mishnah Dalet. Hakadur, a ball made of cloth. Vahapakas shelgemi, or a coil of reed grass. So it's just like, you know, a ball of twine, so to speak. Shanasanan al piha chavis, that you put on the mouth of a chavis. So you took these things and you made a makeshift stopper out of them. Im meirech min hatzdadim, if they are plastered from the sides, that is to say, you set them in place and you hold them in place using plaster where they come in contact with the mouth of the barrel, loy hitzel, they do not protect. Ad, unless or until, sheim marach milmalan ulamatan, that you cover them and you plaster them from on top and from on the bottom. Some say it's either from on top or from on the bottom, but the point is that they're completely covered, so you have an airtight seal, because these are rather porous, these materials, the ball of material or the ball of twine. V'chein b'matlis shel beged, and the same thing goes if you have a patch of textile, it's porous and it has to be completely covered with plaster for it to be a good seal. Haisa shel niyar, if it was of papyrus, ay shel ar, or of leather, ukshara b'mishicha, and it was tied in place with a cord, imet meirach min hatzdadim, if it was plastered from the sides, hitzil, that will protect because these are not as porous.